And that brings us to the lighter side on this Monday morning. Let's go to the phone line. We have a very exhausted Jessica King on the line to give us the recap on the Flathead Lake International Cinema Fest that didn't necessarily wrap up last night, but we did have the awards show, and the very deserving winners were announced. If you can talk about that real quick, and thanks for joining us, Jessica.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Jeff. The festival weekend is over, but we do have encore screenings today, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So if you missed some of the films, make sure to check the program or the website for the encore schedule and catch those as much as you can. There's great films replaying. The nominated films and winning films are the ones that fill that encore week. So they're worth coming out to see.
Okay. How was the Taste of Pulse on Friday night? If you can kind of just recap Friday, Saturday, and what happened last night.
Yeah, sure. Everything just went very smoothly. We had one thing I love and I tell our filmmakers is that our community shows up for their movies and they ask great questions. And Polson proved me right again. We had great turnout every night. Friday night out there, the National Parks film was practically full. And so we got to have a great discussion with Brendan and Jack about the film. And then Saturday, the kids' screening went really well, and people came out for that. And we thank the Polson Rotary for providing breakfast for everyone. We had about probably close to 30 filmmakers in attendance throughout the weekend, and they hosted some great Q&As for us. And our audience just really responded well to their films. Actually, on Friday night, we screened a film called Uprooted, which took home the audience award. And it was about a man who lives in the Bitterroot who was rescued from Vietnam when Saigon fell in Operation Baby Lift. And there was not a dry eye in the house through that Q&A. And so that was really special. Local filmmakers who just moved to Polson. And so that was a really special moment. And then to give Malia the audience award on Sunday afternoon. She was in tears and just very moved by that. And so that was a fun moment.
So if you had one particular moment that really stands out, did you already highlight it already just now?
Well, for me personally, it was the National Parks film because I got to watch it with my kids. They've not gotten to watch a flick film before. And so to watch that with them and to see my 6.5-year-old light up at seeing things on the screen that he has seen in real life was really exciting. As a festival director, festival producer, seeing filmmakers interact with one another and with our audience is always just such a treasure. Things are happening at Flick that go far beyond Polson and far beyond us, and to be a facilitator of those relationships and connections is a really special privilege, and we're really thankful for it.
Well, you can see the winners for yourself at the website flickpolson.com. That's FLICPolson.com. And again, Encore Week this week at the Showboat Theaters in downtown Polson. And that is the lighter side on this Monday morning for Anderson Broadcasting. I'm Jeff Smith. Have a great day.